My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers.
In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, we're questioning Davin's scammer Belinda's honesty. Also, Davin's turning the tails on the scammers and giving them a taste of their own medicine. And Davin just wants to be wooed. So listen and enjoy.
Whatever, Belinda. Where are you going? She goes, I was trying to open the other Facebook, but I couldn't. I just need some time, and I can open it. Guess you're mad at me. We'll try hard and open it. I go, I am mad because it was open on Saturday, and you will not admit to it. She goes, I admit I opened it on Saturday, but the password is confusing, so I forgot it. But I've opened it now. Guess you are happy now.
Don't sprain your ankle backpedaling, lady. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I'm a real prick if you're scamming me.
I'll tell you.
You've got to run the website. She's grabbing its drawers right now.
Yeah. I magically got in there. I couldn't remember it, but now I do.
Because how many times, like, everybody's got put their foot in cow shit where somebody's calling them out. So, well, I didn't do it. Yeah, really? I just saw you there. And you're like, but that's what's going on right now.
Yeah, exactly.
So I go. So what was so hard about that? For months you told me you forgot the password. She goes, I wrote it down somewhere. I found it now. I use Kasha, that's her name, her daughter's name, daughter, and some numbers. I go, fine, you drive me nuts. She goes in cap locks. Well, it was not intentional, smiley face. She's really concerned about my well-being right now. She's like, shit, he's on to me.
Emotionally connected, yes.
Yeah.
Emotionally connected, you would drop the whole thing right there as soon as you saw that smiley face and kind of change your angle on
but
it.
I also think she was not prepared for this right now.
No.
Because I've lured her in.
Oh, because she's kind of like she's grabbing its drawers right now.
But this is because I am cold and calculating. If you've been listening to the story for the month, I am playing the head games with her and team that she would play with a mark. It's I love you. I stick a dagger in her. And that's what a scammer does. I love you. Give me the money. I love you. Give me the money. Only talk to me. I have played the head games with her. They have never seen anything like me before. And probably hope they never do again. So I go, okay, what's your birthday? She goes, 20th April 1986. I go, why'd you tell me it was June 28th?
Oh, no. What, do you have, like, a little flip notebook pad next to you?
I have my team.
About?
Yeah, no, I know. This is, you know.
Wow. Well, the chat is now saying, you know, Belinda's likely a guy.
No.
No.
Well, no.
And you want to know something? For a person, for a guy that always uses, I've got a bad memory, he's got a pretty good memory.
I know.
I'll bring up something that we talked about that on the show. Like, name the date I talked about when we were at TBQ, or if I did a joke, you did that on stage back in, like, you know, 93. I'm like, how does he know? So you got...
Annoying things stick in my mind.
I got right.
No, here's the thing. Listen, we know there's men involved.
Yeah.
We know there's men involved, but from people that have been listening to these conversations for the many months, we know there was a shift.
Yeah.
We figure I probably got sold at some point. We feel that this is a girl talking to me.
Yes.
You're not getting it from this conversation.
Yes.
But we definitely feel that this is a girl talking
and
to
we
me.
Feel, yeah. And we also feel, I personally feel, that there is a girl on staff, the girl that goes on the chat.
Well, that's the one we've seen and spoken to.
And spoken to. So not necessarily that's her typing, but it is a girl on staff that essentially sets this scam up.
Yeah, I mean, and just to be clear, I was just saying in the chat, you know, we know that sometimes it seemed like a man, sometimes it seemed like a woman, but the live video chat wasn't like we've gone into conversations about how they can fake some video chats, but he was, I mean, actually live speaking to her. But we knew that there was a guy next to her, leading her. You folks that are joining us recently,
we did play video and audio where we had, there was a man there feeding her lines. We heard it on, what, three occasions, Davin?
It's her cousin Ishmael. Why would we do that?
Her cousin Ishmael. So, you know, even though she looks sincere and she's there, she's being fed lines like she's on stage
or something like that.
Yes.
She's being fed lines for very key, important things.
Yes.
I'm not going to get into it now. I think at this point I'm talking to a girl that's been the general consensus for a while, people that have been listening, that know the tone. I'm talking to a chick.
You want to even know something kind of ironic on that? When I called up as General McIvey, I couldn't really hear the conversation as clear as you guys.
Right.
Davin's feeding me lines on what to say.
Yes.
It was kind of the reverse thing.
Yes.
When you're in a situation, there was a situation where I really couldn't hear the guy clearly from where I was.
Mm-hmm.
Davin realized, hey, you know what? I got to make sure Joe knows what's going on. Davin is feeding me lines to keep this, you know,
your end of the conversation
my,
going, making sense.
And keeping this facade legit.
Yes, yes.
Same
and,
thing here.
Yeah. And so we've learned a few tricks from them.
Yeah.
They got, I'd like to think we're better at it.
They yes. got their job, we
and,
got ours.
And, yeah. and like I always say, you know, people ask me, do you think you could scam somebody? Absolutely. Absolutely. Here's what you people don't know. You don't know the places I am. I mean, I'm legit from this end, but, you know, I could not be. I could be a fraud. It's theoretical. Well, I mean, anybody could. It's the internet.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you don't really know. I know Joe. I know Pip. That's what I know.
That's about yep. it.
That's about it.
You poor bastard.
And even Pip, you don't know so much about it.
Like, apparently my obituary, you guys know a lot about me. Holy smoke.
We certainly
smoke.
Do. All right. So Belinda, she goes, nothing, was just trying to hide my age. I go, even if I believe that, which I do not, mm-hmm. you told me it was June 28th, 1986, when you were telling me no more lies and you were coming clean and changing your ways. I can't believe you even on the simplest things. When you're ready to have an adult relationship based on honesty and love, come find me. Until then, just leave me be.
Now, a
oh,
key point,
wow.
Right, and a key point on that was is that she gave that date when she came clean. If she was still in her other incarnation, she could have said, well, you know, that was different. I was portraying
was
somebody
Agnes.
Else.
Right.
I said that as Agnes, but she did say it as Belinda.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the script that most marks are not going to walk away when they're in the midst of this.
Right.
I have flipped the script on them. They don't want to lose me. I got millions.
I know, and they have so much time invested
They
in
have
you.
A lot of time invested in me. I got millions of dollars that they're going to get as soon as this divorce comes. Now they need to chase me. I need to be wooed. I will be wooed.
Well, and flowers and candy involved in this scenario.
Right,
yes.
And at this moment, awesome. Damn quickly.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And in cap locks, I am ready. It is just a simple thing. Thing I did. I'm sorry if it offended you. You are making me feel bad. I go, it offends me that all at almost 9 months together, you continue to lie to me. It offends me that when I gave you your second chance with me, you lied to me again.
Joanne, I'm doing the best I can. Sorry about that.
Sorry. You dozed off for a second and
sorry
lost your place.
Not always about you, mister.
Sorry.
I go, it offends me. I go, it offends me that there are still things you have not told me. It offends me that you tell me you love me and you want to marry me and you can't be forthright with me. It offends me that I engage in cyber sexual activities, which I am not comfortable with, but loved you so much that I wanted to be intimate with you, and you continue to have secrets and misdirections. That offends me.
Have you been with other farm animals besides me?
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.